Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. I'll start with a disclaimer. This might be a little bit of a preachy podcast, but I think it's something that's important to talk about for a number of reasons. But I'll start by saying I'm calling this trapeze artist. I've seen other people refer to it, you know, like building the plane as you fly it. But basically what I'm talking about is taking a client on before you are truly ready, before your business is truly set up. The problem with this is, you know, I call it a trapeze artist because you're flying without a net. And when you get a new client, and I'm not talking family or friends here, I'm talking true client, and you don't have your stuff together, and you're running out into a Facebook group and going, I don't know how to price this. What should I charge for this? How should I package it? How should I sell it? Does anybody have a contract? What do I do next? You know, this makes the industry look like it's unprofessional, in my opinion. Now, this is my opinion. That's why I said this is kind of a preachy podcast. But for somebody like myself who want to be seen as a professional and also want to attract professional clients that pay premium rates as a VA, I need to make sure that I've got all my ducks in a row, if you will, before I take on that first client again. Not talking family or friends. So let me give you an example here. What do I mean by having your ducks in a row? There are certain things that you should have before you start working with a client. Like, what services are you offering? How much are you charging? And you shouldn't be asking other people, well, what should I charge? Well, we don't know, because you should know what your baseline rate is. Your baseline rate is how much you need to charge. For example, I see there are people out there that say, well, charge $25 an hour or $35 an hour if you don't know what to charge. Well, I'd have gone out of business pretty quickly because my baseline rate was $50 an hour. So please do your homework and find out what your baseline rate is. And that's the rate that you need to charge to keep the lights on. You know, but you also need to know how much you want to earn and the income that you want to pay yourself. I mean, these are all things that you should understand before you take on a client. What's your offering? How are you selling? Are you doing retainers? Are you selling your time hourly? Are you doing packages? Are you doing projects? And then what about just the business side of things? I mean, depending on where you're located, you may need a business license. You may need to pay business fees. You may need to register your business name. So these are things that, in my opinion, if you want to be seen as a professional, these are things that you need to do before you take on a client. Plus, you need to make sure that you have your business systems in place. So, you know, you need a contract. You need to know how to sign, you know, how to send that. How do you get paid? Do you invoice before or after? Do you do, like I said, packages or projects? How do you onboard clients? What tools do you use? How do you deliver what you sell? I mean, there's so much more to it than just, how much should I charge for this? That's what the business side of things is going to do. That's those business systems and skills. Because if you want to be in this for the long haul, and you want to not work for somebody else like myself, then you want to make sure that you have a solid foundation for your business and you're not the trapeze artist that's flying around without a net. And let me give you another example. So I have a Facebook group, and it's a public Facebook group, and it's full of virtual assistants, but it's also got clients in there. And so there was this VA who landed a client, and she posted in the Facebook group, hey, I landed a new client. I don't know how much to charge. I don't know. I don't have a contract. You know, how do I deliver this? How should I settle it as a package? You know, I don't have my business name yet. And she just went on with a list of things that she did not have and was asking the community for help. Well, guess what? The client she just landed was in that Facebook group as well. And so that client saw that post and immediately fired her. But then I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, I am passionate about this industry, and I'm thinking that gives us a black eye, that these people are not prepared,
that they think it's just kind of a side hustle. And there's nothing wrong with a side hustle. But you still, even if it's a side hustle, you should know what you're offering and how much you need to make before you take on a client. I mean, that's like asking a plumber, or a plumber asking you, how much should I charge you to, you know, drain your sink? No, they already know because they're running a successful business. If you want to be seen as a professional, if you want to attract professional clients that pay premium rates, you need to appear as a professional. So the things that I feel that you need to do, if that's someone I'm speaking to who does want to be a professional and attract those professional clients, get your ducks in a row first. Don't be a trapeze artist. And I know there's a lot of people that are the, you know, proponents of, you know, oh, just figure it out as you go along. I'm not one of those, because I've seen the damage it does. And, you know, kudos to you if you can do that, but I'm not somebody that believes in that. I believe that you should have your basics in place so you don't look like a fool when you're asking for something and the client that hired you sees it. So, bottom line, make sure you know what you're offering, how much you need to charge, how you're selling your services, and then how are you delivering your services? You know, how are you getting paid? How are you sending your contract? And then make sure that you have your business license, your business name, and any fees. So I think the biggest thing is people are looking at services and rates and they're overlooking the business side of things. If you want to run a long-term, sustainable, profitable business, you've got to make sure that you set it up from the foundation forward. So like I said, today's kind of a little bit of a preachy podcast, but it's just that I have seen, just today alone, I have seen probably a half a dozen of these posts, and it just makes me wonder. Okay, I get it if you're doing work for friends or family. I'm talking real clients, and you're looking to make a living this way. There are certain things that you must do, and that is know the basics and make sure you're getting your business set up in place. And there's nothing wrong with being transparent and letting clients know, you know what, you're my first client. I still haven't gotten these things together. That's one thing. But not being prepared at all and not being transparent, that's another story. So I'll let it go with that. I hope for those of you who are like myself and are systems people and are looking to be professionals, understand the point that I'm making is it's not good for the industry to have trapeze artists and, you know, flying the plane while you build it, because it can come off as being unprofessional. And I'm passionate about this business and this industry. So thanks for listening. Feel free to leave any comments that you have, and I will see you guys next week.